Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 11, verses 22 to 26. Two conditions. What I mean by this is, of course, that Jesus spells out here the great power of prayer. I've spoken on that. If anyone says this, if anyone says that, and believes in his heart and so on, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. Tremendous power in this promise is afforded to prayer. But Jesus spells out two conditions here. And only two are mentioned here. But if we take the full range of scripture, we shall see that there are several others that are essential or understood conditions of prayer. James chapter 5 verse 16, Psalm 66 verse 18, and so on. And always, of course, prayer must be subject to the will of God. This is not a penny in the slot promise. Put penny in, out comes a bar of chocolate. No. It's not simply turn the handle and out will come the answer. There are many problems, many issues with prayer. You remember Paul in 2 Corinthians 12 speaks of his asking God to remove this thorn in the flesh, whatever it was, and God said no. Did he not have faith? Of course he had faith. But it wasn't the will of God. The will of God overrode that prayer. And so we must understand this always, that the greater will of God, the secret will of God, the secret mind of God, the purpose of God, must govern all. And of course we have many asides in scripture. What do I mean? I would have come to you, says Paul, but Satan hindered us. Did he not want to go? Difficulties, upsets, misunderstandings come, and so on. And prayer doesn't always bring about the desired result. It's not a simple matter, this. This is the Gospels again, as I've said before. The Gospels are not the easiest book in all the Bible. But the promise is there, and the assurance is there. But now the conditions, what are they? Well, first of all, you must believe. Well, we've seen faith already, but this is an essential and is a rebuking word to me. Oh, I say I believe, and I do believe, but help my unbelief. You know, John chapter 11, verses 25 to 26, and verse 24 as well. Do you believe this? Do you believe this? Do you believe this? When the resurrection of raising of Lazarus. If you believe, 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 it comes over and over in these verses here. Mark 11, verses 22 to 26. Have faith in God. Believe in your heart that you're persuaded of it. I can believe with my mouth. I can believe in my head, as it were. But do I really believe? And this faith must be strong. Believe that you receive it. Believe that you have received it in the past tense. It's a matter of fact. Beware of doubting, James chapter 1, Ephesians chapter 3. We must believe. Do you believe? Lord, I say again, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. And there's a second condition here. If you pray, and you are harboring grudges and evil thoughts against others, verse 25, if you hold anything against anyone, if you don't forgive him, then you cannot expect God to be listening to you. You get the same in Matthew 6, verses 12 and 14 to 15. God doesn't forgive me because I forgive others. But if I cannot forgive others, it does not really bode well for me being forgiven. Matthew 18, 21 to 35. And 1 Corinthians 13, verse 2, I can talk about faith and that, but I must be a man of love. And the other way around as well. If anybody's got something against me, I must put it right. Matthew chapter 5. Well, these are not, that's verses 23 to 24. Well, these are the conditions. I know there are many, many problems here, and I've spelled them out. But I want to be a man of faith. And I want to be a man of love. At least that has come home to me again, and I pray. Do you pray, brother and sister? And seek to be in the mind of God, in the heart of God, a man of woman of prayer, believing, and full of love. And may God help us in this. These are searching words. Gentle Jesus, meek and mild, easy, and all the rest. No, how searching are the words of Christ. Believe and be full of love. The marks of a true believer, surely. God give us grace to come up to it. Amen.